Let's show some love to one of my site sponsors, Bloom.
This feels charged, heavy. Like we're about to open up something that can never be put away again.
Create a free account at bloomstories.com, and if you'd like a premium subscription to unlock everything, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to get up to 50% off.
There's no one around for miles here. We could do anything we want out here.
This is Good Boy. A while ago, I wrote a post about how and why I love being called a good girl. Someone told me recently that I should write a pair post about Good Boy, and naturally, I always aim to do what the fuck I'm told, so here goes. I frequently use the word good boy when I'm fucking someone, or after, but as I'm not naturally very dominant, my reasons for using it and the ways in which I use it may well be very different to your own. Please feel free to add your own in the comments. Nevertheless, here's how to get a good boy out of me. So, you want to be a good boy for me? You want me to utter those two magic words in a way that makes your stomach kick and your heart swell with pride? The first thing you have to do is whimper. Yeah, whimper. That little mule slash growl noise that you make in the back of your throat when it's late at night and my hand is on your junk and you're twitching and leaking with pre-cum and you just really need me to let you come. Whimper. Tremble a little bit when I touch you. Let your body press up against mine as if you're looking for warmth when what you're really looking for is something to frot and hump against. Squirm and wriggle. Nudge your hips forward as I hold the tip of your cock in a tight grip, begging me with your actions to take it further, go faster. Just please, please, please let you come. That's how you'll get a good boy from me. It's not the only way, but it's one of them. Others include wearing my knickers, or better yet, choking on them, holding the wet, cunt-smelling fabric in your drooling mouth while I kneel over you with the tip of your dick at the entrance to my cunt. Look up at me with eager, dark eyes and plead with those because your mouth is too full. Suck on my nipples while I stroke the back of your neck, just at the nape where the hair and flesh is soft. Let me grip you tightly and press your face into my tits, almost smothering you with them as you press yourself into me. Continue always to do the humping thing. I fucking love the humping thing. There's a delicious and satisfying pathos to the way you rub yourself against me, hunting down just the tiniest bit of friction to keep you going while I tease you. It's the physical equivalent of a verbal thing which you should probably also be doing. Begging. Telling me what you want and what you need with that delicious rising inflection and a nice long please tagged on the end. Please touch me. Please hurt me. Please, please, please let me put it in you. If you want to be a good boy, you probably need to practice your gasp as well. You know the one. The one you give when I grip your dick a little bit tighter than you expected, or when I gently nip your left nipple between my teeth. Or the one you give when I push both your ankles back behind your head and touch a single, lubed up finger against your ass. That swift inhale at the coldness of the lube and the swiftness of the movement that you take to center yourself as I pause, raise my eyebrows and ask you, are you ready? The gasp that comes just before you grin, yes, that's what makes you a good boy. After that, if you'd like another, The way you push back against me when I'm fucking you. Greedy for the full length of the silicon cock I'm sliding into your ass. Panting for it. Aching for it. Pushing back onto it so I can get it in all the way up to the base as you squirm and moan. Or better still, ride me. One of the best and most eager good boys I ever knew would sit atop my strap-on with his hands pinching his own nipples and let me thrust up into him in time with his vigorous grinding. The light streaming in from the windows caught on his skinny torso and face twisted in pleasure, and I could grip his thighs with my hands, nice and tight, as I told him, "That's it. Ride me harder. You're a fucking good boy." You want to be a good boy? Take a beating. Take an edging. Take the nipple clamps biting tightly into your flesh until you whimper again. That's it. Just like that. And then take one more tug for good measure. Let me slip a plug into your ass and then order you to fuck me hard as I yank on the belt I've threaded down between your legs so I can gently tug on the butt plug with each stroke of the fuck. Hold off on coming until I tell you that you can, and in the meantime, I cannot stress this enough, whimper. When I finally order you to go for it, I want you to come quickly. Fuck me good and hard with all the pent-up energy that you've stored while I've been teasing your dick. With the eager desperation of someone who knows that this command could be revoked at any minute. Fuck me like you know my cunt is only yours for a limited time and you just really need to get there. Let me grip your ass and pull you inside me. Smack your flesh to make you fuck faster. Bite your neck with my teeth to try and push you back from the edge and compel you to slam it home even fucking harder in your desperation to come. When you reach the peak, give me all the moans and grunts and howls that you've been storing up over long, long years of silent masturbation. Let every single thing go in intense, loud ohs. One for each shot of spunk that you're finally allowed to release. Oh. And as you tremble and shiver and collapse, lay your head on my chest and let me feel the sweat from your forehead slicking my skin. Let me understand the effort you went through to do every single thing I asked of you. And then, then, let me stroke the back of your neck. And if you're good, I'll tell you, yeah, that's it. You're such a good boy. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn, or come help me make more of it by supporting me on Patreon at patreon.com/girlonthenet.